friends, welcome back to the Field and Garden Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Mason Ziegler, and thanks for joining me here today. I have a topic that is near and dear in my heart to share with you guys, and one that I think we all struggle with. I still struggle with it from time to time, and I get lots of messages about this topic. Cool season gardening. Why are we so afraid? And before I dive into that, if you are new here, welcome. I am so glad to have you following along with us. You can learn more about the Gardener's Workshop and all the work that we're doing over at thegardenersworkshop.com. We are an online garden shop and learning center. We have lots of resources for you to check out, from videos and blogs and just a lot of stuff, y'all. It's just so overwhelming, even for us to manage it all. I'm telling you, you can fall into our website and listen to podcasts, read blogs, watch videos to learn all about whether you want to grow a little cutting garden in your backyard, or if you are taking the big step of learning to become a flower farmer, a commercial grower, somebody that is looking to make their career about flowers. We have what you need there. So, cool season gardening. Why are we so afraid? You know, I feel the pain with every single message that I receive from folks about this fear we have of the cold weather moving in. And here's the thing, you know, once you learn a little bit about the concept of cool season hardy annuals, and you're thinking about it and you're thinking, oh, but it would never work where I am, you are totally thinking it's like that's for somebody else, that would never work here where I garden. But then you learn a little bit about it and you take the plunge, whether it's the right time or not, or you just take the plunge, right? And then the fear starts creeping in because now you're invested, right? You've planted stuff out in the garden. The questions that I get, should I cover? And there's usually like this long narrative that goes along with that, that they tell what their circumstances or, you know, why they are where they are, right? And then the other terrified question that I get most often is, what if it's cold and snow is coming? Because the lightweight row coverings that I talk about making use of in a cool season garden are not installed with the intention that they hold up to snow. They will not hold any snow load. But here's the thing, y'all. Snow is a far better insulator than a row cover is. So snow is very definitely beneficial to your cool season garden most often. So we tell people, I mean, I speak it all the time as I am right now, whenever snow or an ice storm is forecasted potentially to come your way, you always put your covers down, meaning you take them off the hoops and just leave them laying in the garden until this situation passes, right? So I get the question, oh my gosh, it's cold outside and snow is coming. What do I do? Beyond a shadow of a doubt, y'all, you always take your covers down. Snow and ice will encase your plants and protect them. But if you put fabric, this ag fabric that is made to be out in the garden, between the snow or ice and your plants, the fabric will actually suffocate your plants and rot them. So just be strong and take it down. And then there's those calls that we receive from people that have placed orders for row covers or hoops or weight bags or whatever, all of it or a piece of it, that they need us to like rush their order. Because what has happened to these folks is their surprising attachment to this little garden or big garden that they've planted going down this cool season journey. And now all of a sudden, cold is on the way and they feel so incredibly vulnerable, right? All of a sudden now, the front seat item is, oh my gosh, how am I going to protect my garden? And, you know, I just can't even tell you how I feel these people's pain, because not only did I, oh my gosh, did I live it firsthand, but I still revisit it every season. In fact, this morning, it's a little chillier than it has been. You know, I'm recording this the week of Christmas in 2021, and we had an extended fall-like condition longer than we should have, which leads to a bigger, more mature garden, which makes it more vulnerable. And I wake up this morning, and the first thing I do is let Tucker out to go powder his nose. And whenever I open the door, it's like, oh, gosh, it's cold out there. I hope my plants are all right. I mean, 24 years in, y'all, and I'm still struggling with this. So I totally feel why we are so afraid. It is that whole attachment we have to our plants when all of a sudden we're the ones that started them from seed, we planted them, we feel responsible, and how can we help them, right? So moving into what is this whole concept about anyway, you know, some people don't even know what I'm talking about. They never have, they haven't come across this opportunity yet. So I remember way back before I was a flower farmer and I was just beginning to dabble in gardening. And I remember my repeated failures of attempting to plant cool season vegetables. I always planted them far too late in spring and just failed over and over. And what am I talking about? So there are cool season hardy annual vegetables and flowers. Okay, that's one thing I'll be clear about. And so back then, because I had married into this and was dating Steve, they were a big vegetable growing family. However, the majority of what I was exposed to with them was warm season annual vegetable gardening, you know, tomatoes, corn, squash, beans. Those are all warm season annuals. That's kind of what the obvious stuff was. But of course, I was chomping at the bit, you know, to get stuff going. And, you know, I thought about lettuce. Steve loved radishes. And then things like peas and, you know, I would always attempt to plant these, you know, cool season stuff, the lettuces, peas and things at the very beginning of spring, not even knowing that I was already weeks late. You know, it just doesn't seem right, right? That we would plant seeds or little baby plants outside while it was still cool. And I did it over and over again. I just never imagined that for years I tried to plant this veggie garden. And so what would happen is I would plant it and it would do okay at first because it's early, you know, not early spring. I don't want to use that word because we know now as a cool season farmer gardener that early spring is very different than what most people think of. What I'm talking about is I was planting these cool season veggies right after my last spring frost. For me, that was mid-April. And that is way too late for cool season stuff to be going in the ground. So I would do this over and over again, planting at the wrong time. And I was really trying to grow lettuce and radishes, trying to get that spring veggie salad out of the garden. You know, we just loved growing. I mean, we loved eating veggies. I would get them in the ground. They would do okay at first because it was still cool outside. But as they would start to get more mature, not even close to being harvestable size yet, right? Our heat and humidity would come along and, you know, they would start getting pest issues perhaps, or falling victim to diseases because they were so stressed because of the heat and humidity. I mean, I just never connected all the dots, right? And then I met the beginning of my walk with Cool Season Hardy Annuals. And that was my introduction to Cool Season Annuals in Lynn Bozinski's book, The Flower Farmer. Great book. Anybody that's even thinking that they need to grow, cut flowers, potentially to sell someday, this is the book that started it for me and thousands and thousands of other commercial growers and people that just want to know more. So I went from being this veggie gardener, flower gardener, in the beginning of my marriage to Steve 25 years ago. And so this book I happened upon, and as I read it, I was reading it actually in midsummer, heading right into fall, and I was so pumped to start growing flowers, but I really didn't know what my choices were that late in the season. And I remembered reading in her book about some Cool Season Hardy Annuals, which I didn't even know what that was until then, could be fall planted in some areas. And she talked about Snapdragons, I think, and Sweet William. Those are two Cool Season Hardy Annual flowers. And that is where I just hit the ground running with these guys and started my experiment. And what I soon figured out, y'all, is that there are two types for reasons of my discussion here and any discussion that I have about annuals, is that I classify annuals in two different camps. One is Cool Season Hardy Annuals. Those are annual plants, which means they typically only produce and grow for a year. Just like warm season tender annuals, but we plant them at two very different times, right? So what are some of these cool season stuff? Let's give you some examples of flowers and veggies that fall into this group. For flowers, there's Snapdragon, Sweet William, Sweet Peas, Bells of Ireland. You know, y'all, they are some of the most coveted spring blooming flowers and beyond. I mean, year after year, people plant them way too late in spring and then wonder why they just never have success. It's all about timing of when we plant them. Who are some of these vegetables? This is where lettuce and radish and cabbages and broccoli and cauliflower and greens and Swiss chard and so many other peas, these cool season hardy annuals, all of these that I just mentioned are a member of this family. And perhaps, I'm not going to say everybody because there's always one little exception to the rule, but I'm here to tell you, friends, that the majority of us, almost all of us, can plant almost all of these, every annual you've ever read about. It's the timing of when we plant them that is key, where most of us screw up, just like I did in the beginning. I was planting far too late. And why do we struggle? Because guess what? Baby, it's cold out there. Who would think that we could plant seeds or baby plants outdoors when cold weather is either still present or just over the horizon? I mean, who would imagine that little plant could withstand freezing, cold, ice, and snow, and still live through it. But here's what I want everybody to think about for just a minute. Think about all those plants that are already surviving winter where you are. Think of perennials. Those are things like peonies, right? Think of shrubs that go through winter wherever you are. Think of trees. These are all plants that go through winter, that return year after year. Their roots and their even above ground structure, depending on what we're talking about. Evergreens, right? Evergreens, those are plants that don't drop their leaves. There's lots of shrubs, right, that fall into that category. Think of boxwoods. They go through winter and they just keep on going to the next spring and summer. So we already know that there are plants that survive winter. And now we're just thinking of a new group of plants that can actually survive winter where you are. What terrifies us? So first, for a minute, I want to just pause for just a few seconds for you to run through in your head what you see living through winter where you are that comes back or is still there come spring. All right. So, what is so terrifying to us is the word annual. And the reason is because when we hear the word annual, we immediately think of warm season tender annuals. Those are the most common, the most popular. Tomatoes, zinnias, sunflowers, squash, all basil, all of those plants that we plant once it warms up, they grow like crazy all summer, and then frost kills them, right? Because we have been kind of conditioned that that is what an annual is. But I'm here to introduce you to their cousins, the cool season hardy annuals. These are annuals that, in fact, can survive cold. And once you become a believer and use some good judgment, which we're just going to talk about very briefly here, these are plants that can become a member of your garden or your farm rotation. Recognizing that this group of cool season hardy annuals, they don't just survive cool season. They thrive in the cool season weather. Cold, freeze, snow, ice. But here's the rub. This is where a lot of people fall off the wagon, y'all. They will survive as long as you use good judgment and make good choices. When you grow those cool season hardy annuals and plant them at the right time for your winter hardiness zone, what this means is that, for instance, I'll talk a little bit about flowers. There is information out there about vegetables that you can research if you're a vegetable gardener or farmer. Excuse me. Different cool season hardy annuals are hardy in cool weather to different winter hardiness zones. So that doesn't mean that as a blanket you can say, oh, I live in this winter hardiness zone, I can grow everything. Well, you can pretty much grow everything. You just perhaps plant them at different times, meaning do you plant them in fall that they winter over and benefit from becoming well-established throughout winter to really take off in spring? Or if they aren't winter hardy in your zone, you plant them in very, very early spring. So there's different windows of opportunity for planting cool season hardy annuals. And I will say to you, that is the once people jump on the wagon of cool season hardy annuals, then what starts happening to them is they start planting them all, and they think they just plant them all at the same time, but that's not in fact true. And so this discussion is not about the details of when and how. This is about, there are cool season hardy annuals that do survive cool weather, cold weather, winter weather, for some areas, but for those areas that are too cold for fall planting, for winter survival, the rest of us can plant those particular plants in what we call very early spring. And there are steps you follow to really embrace this. And good judgment and choices are where that starts. So I'm going to wrap this up. Excuse me, besides the fact that I'm losing my voice, I'm going to wrap this up with some general rules that I'm not applying them to any particular plant, because we surely do not have time to do that. But here in a nutshell is the cool season hardy annual outlook, we'll call it. Different cool season hardy annuals, flowers and vegetables, are different plants are winter hardy to different winter hardiness zones. So that's the first piece of information you need to learn. The second piece is, what is your winter hardiness zone? You need to find that out from documented information, not a guess. There are two most popular optimal planting windows. Fall planting of cool season hardy annuals is for those cool season hardy annuals that are winter hardy in your winter hardiness zone. That means that you're planting stuff that you know will survive your winter. Then there's all kinds of little options that you can do to give a little extra TLC to your plants to make them even better and more successful. The second window, and so let me just, well, I'll get back to that in just a second. The second window of opportunity is what I call very early spring planting. Pretty much everybody can plant during that time because the long haul of winter is behind us. It is still cold outside, y'all, but these plants will take it, and especially when you follow the steps that are recommended when you're growing cool season hardy annual. Then there is also winter planting, which is not for everybody. For those folks that their ground doesn't freeze during winter, they can really plant throughout winter. But here's the thing. First off, when is fall planting? Fall planting is planting 6 to 8 weeks before your first historic fall frost. That means you're getting stuff in the ground in time for them to become established before they have to face cold weather. The second window is 6 to 8 weeks before your last spring frost. That means the long haul of winter is almost over, and warm weather is on the horizon, and these plants can take that. Those folks that can plant during winter are those people that those plants are winter hardy in your zone, but you just didn't get them in the ground in fall and the ground is not frozen. But here's the rub, y'all, that if you are one of those really cold winter gardeners or farmers, very early spring planting is the ticket for you, but you have to prepare all those planting areas in fall, because in very early spring windows, that's 6 to 8 weeks before the last spring frost, you either have snow load, the ground is frozen, or all of the above, it is wet. You cannot work and prepare wet soil, y'all. So fall prep for very early spring is key. I hope I've gotten your taste buds for cool season planting going, y'all. It is the best gardening season. I say that because it's cold outside and I'm living what I'm talking about right now. It's just the best. I mean, I just can't tell you the parts of all this beyond having spring flowers, spring vegetables, a beautiful garden is the anticipation of throughout winter. Like right now, I'm getting ready to go out and walk around my garden and look at bed after bed, row after row of these little green plants that are like little heads of lettuce is what they look like to me. And the colder it gets, the crisper and happier they get. And then I walk into the worry part of winter. I mean, winter becomes as big of a gardening season as any other time of the year. So flowers and veggies are possible in the cool season hardy annual family when you use good judgment, make good choices. And I am going to put in the show notes below this, if you haven't read my book, Cool Flowers, which is all about this whole concept for growing flowers, whether it's cool season flowers for your landscape or for cutting, as well as the series that I did called the Cool Season Flower Chronicles. There are a lot of free resources there, y'all. A planting guide, couple of webinar options you can request about growing the cool season hardy annual flowers. And friends, I have a good friend. Her name is Nikki Jabour. She lives in Canada in Nova Scotia, and she is the cool season veggie grower guru. She has written several books. I'm going to link her blog and all of her, and the link to her where you can see all of her books. She does now have a little greenhouse, but she has books about the year-round vegetable garden, and she is full of tips and information about growing in cool to cold weather, and you can apply a lot of it to cool season flower growing. But if you're a veggie grower, you cannot be without Nikki's books and her blog. You have to follow her. And please tell her I sent you. She's a really great friend. She has a great radio show also. So I'm going to hook you up with her. And friends, I hope I have gotten the gardening juices flowing, even though it's not spring, because here's the newsflash. These are the seeds that we need to be starting in the dead of winter, y'all, to plant out in very early spring. And this just helps us also to become better warm season gardeners because we are not pushing the envelope too early on them. So friends, head on over to thegardenersworkshop.com. Check out our learning center, our online garden shop, where we only sell the same tools, seeds, and supplies that I use in my garden, as well as my books. I would love to sign one for you. Vegetables Love Flowers, about the three-season cutting garden. Our online courses, whether you're a home gardener or you're ready to build a flower-based business. Until we meet again, friends. Ciao.